Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with our good friend Steve Forbes, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, also chairman of that organization, the grandson of the founder, who was a Scottish immigrant who came over and put this empire together, and Steve continues to run it well. And Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for the inspiration and the example that your family has been of what's really great about America, Steve.
Well, thank you, Jim, and I've got some good news. You kindly mentioned books before, and we've got a new one coming out next month. Co-author with Elizabeth Ames, called Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't.
Well, I hope you'll come back and help us, let us help you launch it on the show.
I'd look forward to it.
We'll work that out.
The idea that markets are not moral is we got to fight that.
Say the title again.
Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't.
Wow, what a great book! And it sounds like, and so can they pre-order right now at Amazon?
Yes, they can.
Okay, so
yes.
Check that out, folks. You don't want to miss that. I promise you, I want it in my collection. Hey, Steve, real quick, you said that you think the VP pick for Romney is going to be Rubio or Ryan.
I would look closely at both of them. He loves Rob Portman, so that's always a possibility.
We know all those names. I want to know what you think he's going to do. I'm putting you on the hot seat here. Who do you think he's going to pick?
I think he's going to end up picking Portman, but I hope it's Ryan or Rubio.
Okay, all right, very interesting. All right, I want to move on because this week in your August 6th edition of Forbes magazine, you talked about the UN. Would you talk to us a little bit about that, the billionaire tax that the UN is proposing?
Yeah, they came out with their annual report that proposes a global billionaire tax, which would collect tens of billions of dollars for the UN and UN-like bureaucrats to supposedly help the world's poor. But you and I know when you tax capital, you destroy capital, you destroy investment, and they don't realize, as everyone else does, Jim, that wealth can be here today and go tomorrow. It's not
right.
A pile of gold.
If
people don't think your business has prospects, the value goes down. It disappears like water in the desert. And what these guys don't realize, when you start taxing, you destroy. You don't transfer, you destroy.
Well, absolutely, but the thing that troubles me the most, I mean, besides the all the things you just said, this is a UN tax on global citizens. Steve, is this not crossing the Rubicon?
It is, and they know they'd have to. They can't force countries to do it. But as we've seen, when these things take a life on their own.
Yep.
They just keep coming back, like the Law of the Sea Treaty. We finally beat that back again, but that keeps coming up. It's been around for 30 years trying to control the minerals of the world under the waters.
Right.
And when these things get out of the bottle, by golly, they keep coming back till they bite you.
Well, there's another law that's going to be signed, I think, this week, allegedly by Secretary Clinton. And that is this gun control law where the UN wants to have some control over all guns sold in the world. I mean, and apparently America's going to sign on to that.
Yeah, well, we better not ratify it because all that does is make sure the bad people have them and the good people don't.
Right. So it's troubling to me that the UN seems to be raising its head. Why isn't the administration beating this back and standing up as a firewall for our sovereignty?
You know the answer. They love this kind of stuff. They love having big international organizations run things. They'll be blunt. At heart, they're socialists. And so the more centralization you get,
you think the Obama administration is a socialist administration?
Well, it's like France. I mean, they just elected a guy who ran as a socialist as president.
Yeah.
And I think that's one reason why President Obama gets along with him very well. You see the world through the same lenses.
Yeah. Well, folks, all you have to, what you have to do is just look at their actions. Don't listen to people's words. Look at their actions. And that's the reason why I admire Steve Forbes so much, because beyond his very wise words, he takes action. And it's always on behalf of America. It's always on behalf of free markets. Steve, that's the reason why we love having you on the show and why we like listening to you. And we appreciate what all that you do for America.
Terrific. And you too, Jim. And keep fighting. We're going to ultimately win this thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. As I've said many times before, I'd be happy to be a citizen in a country where there was a president, Steve Forbes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.